Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as we are live here on the road. Buffalo Wild Wings here right off Ritchie Road. Come on out here and enjoy yourself with us. Great food, great company. Much more on that menu. You can come out here and enjoy yourself. Bar is ready to go. I see the Bud Light girls out here. I see all kinds of drinks. You get anything you want around here. Just make your way on out here right off Ritchie Road and enjoy yourself. We got our guy B. Scott with us. It's Wednesday, Texans report, and big game tomorrow. And Brandon, I know you're all on this. Clint said that he is blown away by how many people believe that with Davis Mills is the starter, that it's bleak to no chance right now. What's your thoughts going into this game with this version of Davis Mills in terms of their chances of winning the game?
Yeah, I think the key part of it that you said there is this version. Like, I think if you're just looking at it maybe kind of from a bird's eye view, and you say if you ask Davis Mills to go band for band with Josh Allen, that's not ideal. But I don't think that's exactly what you're asking Davis Mills to do. What the Texans would be asking him to do is something similar to what he's done over the last couple of weeks, which is manage the game, take care of the football, know where to go with the football, and to make a couple of plays here and there. And the critical thing that he's done has been really good late. You know, he's helped them win games late, you know, with the scramble against Jacksonville, and obviously that 3rd and 16 to Nico Collins. So he has been steady throughout the game and then come up with big plays at the end of the game. And what's key with this matchup is the fact that you're fighting fire with fire, right? You got the number one defense going up against the number two offense, the number one defense being the Texans and the number two offense being the Buffalo Bills. You're asking him to be able to manage that dynamic, right? It's not like you're expecting Josh Allen to necessarily be going off of 40. You're expecting your number one defense to play like one. So what you're saying is, hey, Davis, between this number one defense and the way that you've been playing over the last couple of weeks, that should be enough to at least give us a chance to win this game on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's just interesting, B. Scott. I mean, he's thrown it 45 times in one game, 41 times in another game. He's thrown for 292 and 274, so you're averaging in that low 280 yards a game. And, boy, to just have zero confidence that you can win a game with that quarterback product is interesting. I agree with you. I would prefer to have C.J. Stroud in a shootout with Josh Allen, but let's be honest, if anything turns into a shootout with our defense, the lead story is 100% going to be our defense getting shredded. You know, that's just where I'm at with the thing is, boy, we understand that the defense has to lead the way. The game management, the play calling's got to all be on point, and then you get to the quarterback. I just think that other stuff is more important.
Yeah, well, even for me, like, this is where I'm looking at it. To me, the game will be won or lost based on whether the Texans can run the football. And we have seen games where the Texans have done it pretty well. We've seen games where they've done it not so well, right? Like, the difference for me is, does the Texans' run game look more like it looked in the fourth quarter against Jacksonville or more like it looked, for the most part, against Tennessee, despite the fact that they won that game anyway? I didn't feel like they ran the ball with the same level of regularity. Now, there's a reason for that, right? You're going up against Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat, or as bad as the Titans are, that's one of the better interior combinations you're going to find in the league. But it still remains the fact that they could not run the football. They are facing a Bills defense that is next to last in run defense. So this is a critical piece here. Can the Texans run a rushing attack, which has been up and down and inconsistent, can they make anything happen against this Bills rushing defense that has been next to worst in the league? That's where the game will be won or lost. A lot less so about Davis Mills, so long as he doesn't give the game away. Obviously, Davis Mills can't go out there turning the ball over and putting you in advantageous situations. But if he can just take care of the ball, do a lot of what he's done or something similar to what he's done already, and they can more specifically run the football, they'll have a chance to win this game.
Brandon Scott giving us his Texans report, as he does each and every Wednesday. You talked about running the football as a key, and I think that is the big key offensively for the Texans. As you talked about how bad Buffalo is, they've given up 400 yards and 5 rushing touchdowns the last 2 weeks to the Dolphins and the Bucks. But a part of that for the Texans is going to be the group up front. And you've been around there this week. Do you get the feeling on what the group will be? Do you get the feeling that last week's musical chairs that they landed on last week, is that the group that they want to go with moving forward? Or do you sense there could potentially be more changes with that group?
Look, man, I was surprised by what they did last week. When I was in here last week with y'all, we joked about them putting out a guy that we had never seen before. So that's back-to-back weeks now where they've changed sort of the makeup of the offensive line, and a lot of us were somewhat surprised by it. So I'm not going to even sit here and try to predict what this offensive line is going to look like on Thursday night or tomorrow night. But I will say that that's an important piece of it. Like, what do they value more? Like, Trent Brown, I think, has been a difference maker in the run game, but we noticed that he moves a little bit slow. Doesn't move as well as, say, a Titus Howard would move on the outside. Now that Ed Ingram is healthy, you know, do you put him back where he was at right guard and put Titus where we could argue has been their best position on the offensive line with Titus Howard at right tackle? Is that a better scenario for you in a pass blocking situation, or would you prefer to have the better, like, it feels like the run blocking and pass protection makeup of the offensive line might look different in terms of what's best for the Texans. So that's going to be an important piece of it, man, and I'm just as interested to see what that looks like as anybody else.
He said that, Clint, I think Titus might play a third position this week.
Who knows? They were in the press conference yesterday joking around about how he could play center. And I was like, yeah, I see that we're kind of in here kikiing, having a good time, but that ain't funny. That ain't funny, man. This the dude that you done play on literally every spot on the offensive line except center. And y'all sitting up here joking about how he used to play quarterback, joking about how he could play center. Man, if you don't leave his ass at right tackle, good God.
I think we may see him at left guard. I think they like Ed. If Ed is healthy, I think we may see him move over to left guard.
Wouldn't put it past him. We've seen everybody else at left guard. Why not? We've seen it, and I'm talking about literally everybody else. Lakin Thompson, Juice Scruggs, Jared Patterson, somebody that we've never heard of. Like, and how about this? Yesterday, when I asked Nick Caley, Texans offensive coordinator Nick Caley, man, on a week-to-week basis, when y'all making y'all game planning, y'all trying to figure out who's going to be on the offensive line, what are y'all looking for? You know what this man said? Consistency.
consistency? You mean on the offensive line where it's a different dude starting at a different spot every week except for Jake Andrew?
Come on, man. Like that, that part's got to get figured out.
Hey, the only guy that is consistent is the guy that they Kamari Lassiter, that sucker, brought him in here after getting cut and nobody wanting him in New England. They brought him in here and handed him the starting position. He's the only one that I guess that can snap the football. Look, the good thing is I hope they've landed in a place. I think they've landed at a place where Jarrett Patterson gives them a better chance than Lakin Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs. And, you know, I think B. Scott, they've got options. I if it were me, I'd start Trent Brown at right tackle. I'd start Titus Howard at right guard. And if anything comes, you know, if Trent Brown for any reason all of a sudden struggles because there's better edges in Buffalo, you can insert Ingram and put Titus Howard back at tackle, and you've at least got answers. You got answers that make sense, right? We'll see how they handle it, but that's precisely how I would handle it. I want to talk about the other side of the football real quick with you, B. Scott. I think when I look at the matchups, which we'll talk a little bit more about them in our show tomorrow, but when I look at matchups and this defense, I think this if they win this game, it has to be led by the defense, obviously. The defense has to eat. But I look at the way that the Buffalo Bills play and the either weaknesses or injury parts of this defense, and it doesn't bode well for the Texans. If you look at the interior defensive line, we saw Tampa eat their lunch. I would imagine that Buffalo is going to try to attack there with Cook and Allen. You know, you look at their tight ends and their slot receivers are their predominant receivers. We're down to our second or third nickel defender, and we're down to our third safety, however you want to couch that. Our linebackers aren't great in coverage. And the best one, Christian Harris, is for some reason not playing much. And so I think all of those are matchup problems for the Texans defense, which is our strong suit. How do you see all that playing out?
Yeah, man, I'm right there with you. I'm really worried about two things. Obviously, James Cook, and look, the Bills have the best rushing attack in all of football. A lot of that does, I think, have to do with the fact that Josh Allen is the quarterback.
Yeah.
But it also has to do with the fact that James Cook, I mean, I don't know where y'all would put him amongst the best running backs in football, but I mean, I got Jonathan Taylor and Saquon Barkley at the top, and then James Cook would be in the conversation with pretty much anybody else after that. And so they've got one of the better, at least top 5 to 8 running backs in football, on top of the fact that Josh Allen is their quarterback. This is going to be a problem. Like, the Texans are going to have to bow up. I think it's an issue. I do love the Texans defense and how, you know, even when they've bent, they haven't broken a lot. And so, like, I think that's going to be really the marquee matchup. Now, what about Josh Allen and that, you know, that elusive nature, right? This is a big issue for the Texans defense. They've had issue with quarterbacks who escape the pocket and make things happen, right? They're elite in man-to-man defense. But what does that do? What does that allow for a mobile quarterback like we've seen with Baker Mayfield, like we saw with Bo Nick?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
About Josh Allen. So if that's what those two guys could do to this defense, especially down the stretch at the end of a game, and we expect this one to be, if the Texans have a chance to win it, I think we expect it to be a close game. I don't see a blowout happening, anything kind of similar to last year. So in a close game, can they bow up and remain disciplined against Josh Allen, who can certainly hurt you with his legs and his arm? It's going to be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah, yeah, that James Cook is a huge, huge storyline in this, because he allows Josh not to have to put on the cape,
right?
And that's the scarier version of Josh when you don't know what exactly you're getting from him.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.